Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer. I apologize. I'm a little late today. I don't know if you recall, but I mentioned I had a very important self-defense training class this morning. It was really important to me because I was asked by members of the gay community here where I live near if I could do a special class. And I was just really honored because I know that they in that community suffer a lot of persecution. And just like different, for instance, the Jewish community, they also suffer from being targets of hate. There was specifically very close to our area right here just a couple of months ago, a man that was shot in the back, and it was believed to be a hate-related crime. He's now partially paralyzed for the rest of his life. There were, you know, horrible slurs that were posted on a huge poster by this neighbor. And this individual was really picked upon in his neighborhood for some time before being shot. So I thought it was really important to do a class like this. I really enjoyed it. It was really great. Such kind and wonderful folks that I was around this morning. And so anyway, a little bit behind. I always think sometimes I try to squeeze too much in one day. But boy, did I had to change what we're even going to talk about today. I was hoping to do the show on Cameron Guthrie. As many of you know, Cameron is also being accused of being a part of this abduction. And so I'm sort of, man, does anybody else have allergies? I think it's the spring, which, by the way, I have the best picture I'm going to post on Twitter regarding spring. One of my, what's the name of that plant? Anyway, you'll see it. It is the most beautiful. It's supposed to be a bush, but it looked more like a tree now. It's absolutely beautiful. And it's in full bloom right now. So I can't wait to post it, but I digress. But you know what? It's a Sunday. So we're going to digress a little bit. I'm very spicy today. I'm just going to warn everybody. So if you're not in for a spicy show, if you're in for it, remember, I have my business visor on. Whenever it's business visor day, and after getting up really early doing the self-defense class, I'm just going to bring it in hot, what we're going to talk about today. We have three areas of quote-unquote new information to discuss, new meaning within the last couple of days. And we're going to discuss it, we're going to break it down, and hopefully you'll be able to make your own conclusions about the information. I want to start with let me get Nancy up on stage, of course. We're going to be discussing Nancy Guthrie. Again, she went missing on the 1st of February. It's been well over 90 days now. We had our 90-day show on Friday. And yesterday, if any of you missed it, I hope you can go back and look. It's the Profiler Show, where I put together all the different profilers who I consider just the best of the best that spoke on this case, and kind of what they said in summary in their most recent interviews. And so it was really interesting to sort of juxtapose some of their opinions. A lot of their opinions were just totally in line with each other, and others were not as much in line. So anyway, we will be discussing again, Nancy Guthrie. Did I say something different than that? I'm seeing, let me look here. Yes, Nancy Guthrie. There are three new, I'm going to call it points of information. There's a big difference between facts and points of information. Which one to start with? I think I'm going to start with the one that is really burning on my mind. This is the hottest one. I'll do this one second. But I'm going to warm up with another unbelievable one. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Has anybody read this? I'll watch comments to see. Nancy Guthrie, Longmont evidence. Did cops interview the kidnapper? Already forensic evidence hints at a major issue. Okay. This is in the Hindu Times. Now, I did a little research on this because I've actually seen some good reporting with the Hindu Times. I like that they would have both sides of the issue on some things. I have liked that. They started in 1924. They're out of New Delhi. HT Median is their parent company. They're considered one of the top five papers. So you can imagine, as I'm doing what I call my scrub every day, I see this. And I'm like, okay. Well, let's get down to brass tacks. Where is this coming from? This goes on to talk about a Boulder sheriff, a search warrant, that they found some of Guthrie's items. And then they quote the International Business Times. So whenever you're looking at this information, you have to say, self, where is this really coming from? And when people ask me about that, you know, where is this information coming from? So then you dig deeper and then you find there who they're quoting. This is the International Business Times. I look them up. They are part of IBT Media. They've been in existence since 2006. They're considered reliable. They have earned awards from the SABE Award. They've earned the Gerald Loeb Award. They quote a former FBI agent in the article. They say that a fitness tracker of Nancy Guthrie's was found. And then guess what else they have to say? You ready for this? Get this. So give me one second because I'm going to read this article to you. I want you to see how even a magazine or articles, online stuff that tries to maintain some air of legitimacy and even can get awards and this and that and the other thing, you have to really, really be careful. Okay, you ready? This is the International Business Times that I already told you they started in 2006. They're part of IBT Media. They're considered reliable. They've received awards. They say you have to be careful because there's mixed reviews, not always reliable, but rated reliable. Okay, you ready? This is the IBT article that then started or led to this quote right here. I took this headline out of the Hindustan Times, and I'm serious. They're considered reliable and so on. But this is the thing: every article has to stand on their own. Okay, you ready? This is what they're gleaning. This is the source of their information, the Hindustan Time related to this. Here we go. Nancy Guthrie, update. Explosive new evidence could ignite social media, ex-FBI agent says. Denver. Investigators in the Nancy Guthrie kidnapping case have uncovered potentially explosive new evidence that could dramatically shift the investigation and light a fire under social media. A former FBI agent familiar with the case told reporters on Wednesday as the search for the, you ready for this? Listen closely. 28-year-old mother of NBC rising star Savannah Guthrie intensifies. And then they even put on this picture. See this picture? Okay. Further, the Boulder County Sheriff's Office confirmed Tuesday night's execution of a search warrant at a property in Longmont that uncovered personal items belonging to Guthrie, including her fitness tracker, still containing heart rate data from the morning of her March 12th abduction. Red flags everywhere, obviously. Forensic teams also recovered DNA and fingerprints from the abandoned SUV near the Superior jogging trail that match a person of interest previously interviewed but not named publicly. Retired FBI Special Agent Mark Lagerman, who worked on high-profile abduction cases, reviewed details shared by law enforcement and described the new findings as potentially game-changing, quote-unquote. This kind of physical evidence linking a suspect to both the vehicle and the victim's belonging would light a fire under social media if released, Lagerman said. In today's environments, one solid piece of forensics can generate millions of tips overnight. Nancy Guthrie, a popular local yoga instructor, vanished while jogging on a well-trafficked trail in Superior, Colorado. Witnesses reported seeing a dark SUV with tinted windows pull alongside her before she was pulled inside. Her phone was found discarded nearby, and her Apple Watch stopped transmitting shortly after. Guthrie is the mother of Savannah Guthrie, a 10-year-old daughter who has appeared in several heartwarming segments of NBC's Today Show, where her mother occasionally contributed wellness content. The family connection has drawn national attention to the case, with Savannah's public pleas for her mother safe returning, touching millions of viewers. Mark Guthrie, Nancy's husband, seriously, it says that, appeared emotional at Wednesday's press briefing. Every day without Nancy feels impossible. Savannah asks about her mommy constantly. We're holding on to the hopes that new leads will bring her home to us. The case has generated intense online interest with amateur sleuths and conspiracy theories flooding platforms in terms of speculation. Elizabeth Smart's father, Ed Smart, this part is all true, publicly urged people to stop spreading unverified theories. Isn't that an oxymoron? Saying they distract from real investigative work and hurt the family. That's all true. That paragraph is true. There's one thing true in this. Over 200 trips have poured in, right? We know it's 50,000 in the abduction. The FBI has joined the effort under federal kidnapping statutes. A $250,000 reward remains active. Again, all wrong. Community volunteers. The new evidence from the Longmont property includes clothing matching Nancy's, which was worn that day. Digital forensic teams are now examining seized devices, location, date, communication, financial trails that could lead to her whereabouts. Lagerman, the ex-FBI agent, emphasized that while the evidence is promising, investigators must proceed carefully. Social, quote unquote, according to FBI, ex-FBI agent, social media can be a double-edged sword. It generates leads, but it can also compromise the case if sensitive leaks come too early. Boulder County authorities have remained tight-lipped about the person of interest, only confirming he's a local man. No arrests have been made. The case has been spotlighted safety, about women exercising in the Denver area. Guthrie's family and friends describe her as a Bible community, oriented, deeply devoted to her children. Her sister Sarah has been a tireless advocate. Nancy's smile could light up any room. As Search enters into the seventh week, the new forensic developments, and then they go on to talk about aerial searches, drones, canine teams. The connection to NBC, they say, is through Savannah. Law enforcement is balancing transparency with investigative integrity, and that it remains challenging. The Nancy Guthrie, this is a long article, the Nancy Guthrie case has captured national attention due to her strong community ties, and heartbreaking for her daughter, and has been heartbreaking for her daughter. Goes on and on. GoFundMe campaigns have raised more than $450,000 for the family and the reward. Yellow ribbons and posters of Nancy's smiling face are all over the Denver area. It ends with saying, in a high-profile abduction case, community eyes and ears are often crucial, blah, blah, blah. Everyone, unbelievable, isn't it? Again, I want to tell you what this is. This is the, I want to give you the name of this. The International Business Times began in 2006. It's under IBT Media. The Hindu Times used that article to quote information. Obviously, it's a bunch of absolute malarkey, a bunch of just crap. All you and it's funny because I was like, well, there could be another Nancy Guthrie. We know there's a Nancy Guthrie that's an author. Could this be something else? So I look just to make sure. It's all garbage. And I don't know this author, right? I don't know who the author is. I don't know. But they look at how long that took me to read. This is a long, involved article. And what's interesting about it to me is it has snapshots of being true. Snapshots of being true. I mean, surrounded by lies, falsehoods, bull, all around it. But little things like, I love how he brought in everything about Ed Smart, because all of that was true, you know, to give it a hint of being true. They bring in NBC, that she has a daughter, that, you know, that's the nexus. That's true. Of course, they say she's, you know, in the article, she's, this is so blatantly lies. But I guess people in India don't know any better. And other people, this is the thing this is meant to get the attention of, and I guarantee it did. It is meant to get the attention of, and we talk about it all the time, only people in the true crime community and true newsies that are following this case, and you guys are following it as close as anyone, but your average American, your average Indian person, your average person who's just barely following this case, but they know there's a grandmother of somebody has disappeared and there's some affiliation with NBC, they literally could latch onto this hook, line, and sinker. And then you see the Hindu and Times not take the full article, but they latch on to basically saying that evidence was seized in Colorado that was related to her health monitor. So they had to have read the rest of that. Because anyone who's going to post, you have to read that whole article to see how completely bogus it is. But yet it gets printed, it gets circulated. I don't know. There's no way for me to know how many hundreds of thousands likely people saw this. I could tell you that I will ask around when I am in an article. I might ask, I don't know, once or twice a year, hey, how did that article do in terms of how many people saw it, how many people read it? And it can be up to 1 million people. Who knows how many people saw this and are just totally confused? And then if you didn't see this article, again, this is not the Hindu and Times that wrote this. This article is written by the, sorry, let me get this name out again. by IBTimes.com, International Business Times. And again, I already told you, they actually have gotten some awards, the Gerald Loeb Award, the SABE Award, you know, according to outside sources, not according to them. So it's insane that you can write an article like that and then other people, you know, take from that article, and now it's just completely perforated, you know, gone out into the ether. And then you have, and I've already seen it, you have social media, quote unquote, slews, you know, biting on it. And it's really terrible. All right. I'm not going to beat a dead horse. Somebody said this. I actually take a lot of humor, and I take a lot of humor in the different comments and things, and I really try to read everything. I don't make it on, you know, it's just almost impossible, but I really try my best to at least read 100 comments per segment, if I can. I mean, that's my goal. And I really take to heart what you all say. I tell you, whenever you guys say something complimentary, it means so much to me. And I apologize so much if I can't get to all of them. It's if I haven't responded back, or if I haven't put a break the case hard or something like that, is just because I haven't been able to, you know, read everyone. But I sure try, because I love both the constructive criticism. How can I improve? And somebody wrote, and I just had to laugh. I read it to my husband because I thought it was so funny. They're like, boy, I really love your comments, and I love your show, but boy, do you repeat yourself. Oh my God, do I repeat myself? I tell you what, in a sense, it is an occupational habit, because when I write a report, and when you do this in law enforcement, for those writers or research writers out there, you literally tell the audience that you're writing to. And then you tell them what you're going to tell them. You tell them, and then you tell them what you told them, to reiterate and to plug in the points over and over again to get your point across to the reader. And I've always been taught to write like that. And I think I speak like that because my husband cracks me up, because sometimes he'll say, Jen, you already told me that twice, like in the same 5-minute time frame. So I just thought that was funny. So I'm going to try to be more careful that if I'm making a point, that I don't make it 3 times. So hopefully we can get it down to 2. Next point. All right, I'm going to do this one next. This is an easy one, has to do with notes that were sent to neighbors addressed to Brian Inten with theories on the case. Okay. A lot of people, oh my gosh, you know, notes that have come across. Well, quote unquote from Inten, people with weird ideas that have nothing to do with the case sent those notes. Okay. So this is just people sending, but I want to add to it, and I am going to throw out, and it'll be funny to see if anybody, what happens with this, but I'm going to throw out something no one knows. And I know this for a fact. There are 100% additional notes with Bitcoin professing to know about Nancy that have been sent to other individuals in the media. So notes that are aligned with ransom type demands, I would call it more extortive notes, have gone out and have been summarily turned over to the FBI by other people that have reported on this case. I know that for a dead fact, and it's really concerning. The FBI has everything. They'll look into everything, but really concerning. So I'm not talking about the, hey, give this to Brian Inten if he comes by and interviews you again. I'm talking about notes identical, other than Bitcoin addresses, to the other notes that were sent out. So to think that this is just stopped and nobody else is involved in doing this horrible exploitation and sending things out in hopes to gen up more issues, it is still happening. And I would suggest it's going to continue to happen. And I hope all of them are brought to justice. All right. Finally, this is going to be hot and spicy, everyone.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right. So I've been doing a lot on the family. For instance, concerning Annie, Tommaso, Savannah, particularly I've focused in on them, being told in social media, it coming out, or them, you know, people pointing the finger at them. This is what's so funny. Please raise your hand, throw up a heart or something. If you remember this exact behavior happening in Idaho, boom, the Jacks being blamed, roommates being blamed. I mean, it's actually, that still happens, but I'm just saying during it, spinning, oh, they're pointing the fingers. Do you remember all that? It was exactly like what's happening here toward Annie and Tommaso and even Savannah. Savannah to a lesser degree, but there is a huge contingency that believes or is saying that she's behind all of this, right? And then, of course, there's the people who think that Cameron's behind it. But anyway, I've been kind of going through one by one, generally overarching that law enforcement has said, no, they're not involved. And then on top of that, explaining what that means, how law enforcement can say that. And then, but now I want to get to one particular rumor, because this particular rumor has been pointed out to me all over my X feed. I have seen it in the comments, and I needed to address it. So the question is, did Annie ask Nancy Guthrie for money before the abduction? That's the rumor. That's what's been alleged. And this is why I wanted to point out what happened with this business article that then got proliferated through the Hindu and Times. And again, both of these resources are considered, look them up, they're considered reliable, more reliable than not reliable, even gotten awards on some things. And again, they're preying on people to read it that know nothing about this case, so they can get that sensation. And then it just proliferates. This is one of those deals, okay, in a different way. This is a social media proliferation, and we've seen it before many times from this creator, okay? What I wanted to find out, where did this rumor start from? And how could anybody even know that? Who would know that? Annie would know that. Nancy would know that. Possibly Savannah. Tommaso, their son. Who else would know that? Maybe Annie's best friend. Oh, I asked my mom. First of all, you can just look at the face of that and see how stupid it is. Because if you needed a large amount of money, do you go to your elderly 84-year-old mother who's on a fixed income with no income coming in? Or Do you go to your $40 million a year net worth $40 million sister that you're tight with? By both parties. I mean, she's been on the Today Show. They're very close. Who do you go to? I'm telling you who you go to. You go to the one with money. You don't go to your mom. Unless you mean, can I borrow 10 bucks for Starbucks this morning? So this rumor, I finally got the root. It's kind of like the other rumor when I'm getting hit up. Did you hear about the Colorado search? Did you hear about this? Did you hear that they found evidence over there? Then you have to dig and dig. And then you finally get to the genesis, right? In this case, I'm not going to name who it came from. Man, I need to blow my nose. Ugh, I'm going to have a huge sneeze in a minute here. This is the rumor. This is the genesis. You ready? I'm not going to say who it's from. I'm told Annie and asked Nancy Guthrie for the loan before she vanished from her home. You can see the date down there, April 3rd at 6 p.m. This is what I am going to say. And you know what? I'm not going to say who it is. I don't run a hate channel here. I've talked about it before. There are literally some channels that just put up what people say just to put them down and, you know, just to really spin up information that half the time isn't even true. I've personally seen people do it. Most of the time, I think when they go over what somebody said, it's because they're really trying to generate, you know, conversation. I think that generally happens. But I'm right now going to talk about a rumor that has spun out of control that has absolutely, in my opinion, zero credibility. Why is that? It has zero credibility because just like that International Times article, it is BS. And you have to look at somebody's background. The person who wrote that was federally convicted of fraud. Federally. Served approximately 10 years. Got out. Violated their probation. They are under a vexatious litigation order, basically saying you can't file suits. That's what we call crimes of moral turpitude. So I can have a murderer up on a stand in a trial that I'm involved with. I can have a murderer up there. And he's not necessarily thought of as being a liar, right? You can be a murderer, not necessarily be a liar. But when you live your life lying, when that is what you do and have done for the majority or a huge amount of your life, when you have done that for a huge majority of your life, you are a liar and you can't go up on the stand. You can't go up on the stand because you have that background. We know of it in law enforcement. If any law enforcement lies, it's called, they get what we call, some people call it giglio. It doesn't matter. It says that they're basically, their word is nothing. Okay. Now, I want to just quote a few quotes from this individual because it's important that you understand where your information is coming from and whether you can rely on it. Okay? You have to, I know you guys do. You want to know if something is truthful or not, okay? So this just, I couldn't believe. This is a quote from this person. The disinformation that I want, I can put out there. This all a quote. The next mass shooting, before they identify the shooter, I can set up 10 Twitter accounts looking like news sites and then create whoever I want as the shooter. And vulnerable and gullible people will see that. They will think it's from the news site. And then they will copy it and tweet it out, end quote. To be clear, whether we're talking about the Hindu Times that chose to make this headline without doing their homework, whether it's any account you see on social media that is from a convicted, and there's many of them out there. Oh my gosh. Please do your homework on who these people are. It's shocking. And they can have huge audiences. It's shocking. The criminals, people under the influence, people who have their rap sheets are typically longer than the people we're looking at. It's crazy. Like, I look at them and I'm like, oh my gosh, their rap sheet is longer than the person we're speaking about. It's unbelievable. So I think people you just have to temper it. When you look at what they have to say, whoever it is, because there's multiple people like this, multiples, but you have to look to it and you just have to say, they are capable of that. They love spinning it up. I'm just reading. I mean, this rap sheet is unbelievable. What they're capable of doing is really unbelievable. I think it's been enough said on this. It's multiple people, but in this one, this came from a particular person, and that's the end. That's the genesis. And this person knows that they can basically throw out the line to the gullible and catch a bunch of minnows. Which, what that means for him, the more minnows, the more money. And at the end of the day, for many, that's what this is all about. You should look at your creators, your people on the different social media sites that are on it and what their motive is. Are they doing this for a living? Is it a hobby? Is it a pastime? Are they an advocate? I'll give you a good example of somebody that I think is a really good person to support. And all people might not like him. I personally like him because I know he came from a good place, and that's Gavin Fish. How I got involved with Gavin Fish was I got involved in following the Ellen Greenberg case. So the parents contacted me. We have a great relationship to this day. I brought the case to Chris Cuomo. He loved that case, and we followed that from very early on. It was just Cuomo, and he had me on to talk about it for a long time. You can look back. And then later, other people started getting interested in it, of course. But that's where it really hit the... I'll never forget it because Chris was out of town, and... I presented it, and we were going to run with it without Chris, and Chris wanted to wait till he got back in town. That's how much the story meant to him, to be on top of the story. And so we waited a couple of days, and then we did it. And then he ended up having family. Anyway, then it proliferated. But if you look back at the genesis of that story, social media-wise, definitely Gavin Fish. And then if you look at News Nation mainstream pushing it out, God, I'm going to sneeze, you guys. I've got I think I have a dust ball and I can feel it and I'm going to sneeze. So if I do a big sneeze, sorry. But anyway, that's how it originated. And I tell you, Gavin, when I first started interacting with him, and he had done so much work on the case, so much more than I had done. I was just getting my feet wet. He had done so much, and I learned so much from him. And again, obviously learned a lot from the Greenbergs, obviously. But he had, I want to say, 6,000 followers, maybe 3,000. This was probably 2.5 years ago, something like that. I wasn't even involved in YouTube or anything back then. Anyway, you guys, I think he's got over 100,000. I don't know how many. I know he has a lot. He had me on recently to talk about the Nancy Guthrie case. He's done a great job of being somebody who had a job, somebody who this was their pastime. And now, because he can make a living, this is what he does for a living now, right? But it wasn't the cart before the horse, right? He found a case that he thought, and I do believe also, was absolutely egregious. And he wanted to spotlight that. He was a true, what I call like an advocate, wanted to get the truth out there, wanted to advocate. And so I really like him. Look at other accounts, though, that all about money. Have you seen those accounts? And I don't get to see it much. Mostly just people send me this stuff because they want me to laugh, and it does make me laugh. Have you seen those accounts that have like a wheel behind them and they're trying to make money and they're, you know, I don't know, like on, you know, begging for money, all these accounts, but I just don't get that. First and foremost, I think this is such an amazing avenue for things to come out. You know what I mean? It's such an amazing avenue for people to, different accounts to be able to put forward their truth and do interviews and everything. And this is the future. I truly believe streaming, YouTube, it's going to overtake mainstream media. It's already overtaking it, you know? And so this is the future, which is pretty cool. But I don't know. I just say, when I look at somebody and I see a rap sheet longer than the person that I'm doing the case about, it's a problem, particularly when it involves fraud. I'm hoping to actually have somebody on that was a gangster and he did do murders, and I'm sure he lied, but you know what? There's nothing involving him defrauding. And sometimes, you know, we'll see if we get him on, but I kind of like to get people like that on who have, you know, righted their ways, so to speak. I always think everybody deserves a second chance. But it's tough to watch all the people who are trying to defraud people every morning when I get up and do my scrub on this case. Just absolute bull crap that's out there. So again, just to recap, I think this is the second time, it might be more. This is the headline, it's all baloney, nothing like that. As far as Enten and the letter, that was just somebody writing to Enten with their thoughts or theories about the case per Enten. And as far as this, it is bull. Bull, bull, bull. And I agree with this. I'm putting this up. God, I got to be careful how I say that. Shih Tzu mom. Oh, it's Shih Tzu, a dog. Sorry. I need my, I have several levels of glasses and some I can see more clear than the others, but it's Shih Tzu mom, the dog. I love dogs. It's a YouTube problem. I totally agree. I truly believe that you need vetted, and I think it's going to happen soon. I really think it's going to happen soon, where you're going to see that there has to be some level of scrutiny of people who are disseminating the information when it's becoming now the go-to. you know? So, and, you know, I think they're going to have to. I think they're going to have to say, listen, people with these sorts of criminal backgrounds, especially if they're on probation, especially if they're facing, well, I don't know, because you're innocent before proven guilty. It's problematic. I just think if it were me, if I owned YouTube, I would want my platform, I would want my folks to be legitimate, not illegitimate. That's personally what I would want. There's some other, I think they call, there's like a Rumble or something. I don't know. I think there's other ones out there that when the YouTubers and most of these that I'm talking about, they get in trouble all the time. And then they have to do Rumble or something until YouTube gets them off probation for whatever they said or did. That's just got to be it. And why am I even pointing this out? The big reason, if this would have never been done, I'm told Annie asked Nancy Guthrie for a loan before she vanished from her home. That person well understands implication with everything swirling around Annie and Tommaso and everything swirling around motive. Why would they do it? Oh, it's all about money. You see them throwing this out. I submit this is a lie. And unless they recorded the conversation, unless someone comes forward with credible information that such a conversation took place, I'm calling this an absolute line for minnows. And I can tell you it's already proliferated because it's everywhere. And it's like the telephone game. Then it even gets spun up more. Oh, yeah. It's because there was a gambling habit. Oh, yeah, it's for $100,000. Oh, it's for this. Oh, it's for that. Right? It grows. And so if this wouldn't have been put out, I probably wouldn't have done this. But between this, the Hindu Times, the Business Times, people not listening to what Inten said. And again, I'm going to quote Inten, because I quoted it, because he doesn't want false information flying around that some sort of true note went to the neighbor. Quote, people with weird ideas that had nothing to do with the case. That's who sent the notes. Nothing. So, yeah. And that they need to take down that article. Because some people will believe because they have a large subscribership. You know, the Hindu Times, listen, I've seen articles by the Hindu Times that are actually pretty good that have put forward both sides. I tell you what I didn't have time to do. I did not have time to look to see if that retired FBI agent is a retired FBI agent or if they just made that up. What I was wondering is, and you'll see it. I know you guys are so good. How many times have you seen retired law enforcement or somebody up and they're asking about a case and they literally, you know more than they know about the facts. Now they might know more about law enforcement and blah, 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 of course, but you know the facts and they don't. That's, I've listened to it. I'm like, ooh. God, I can't believe they said that. Ooh, you know, And it's hard because you have to study these cases. Like Nancy Guthrie, I'd like to say I treat this case like a real case with everything I have that I have, knowing that I have like 1% of the 99% law enforcement has. But I treat it like a real case. Every case I study it, every case I look at it, and I'd like to think I know everything there is to know about this case because I take the time and I'm an insomniac, so I'm up all night anyway. So I can study like that. So anyway, you'll know. you'll know when you're listening. And sometimes people just make mistakes, right? They make mistakes. They thought they knew something. They have to go back and, you know, get it squared away. That's a whole different thing between what this FBI agent said. If this FBI agent was truly a retired, I've never heard of him. So they could have just been making that up. But what if they weren't? What if it was truly a retired FBI agent who they contacted, the Hindu Times, or it wasn't, the other subscription, contacted him and said, hey, listen, we know that there was this found by Nancy Guthrie in Colorado, and that agent didn't study it. It happens all the time, everyone, because you just don't. Can you imagine right now you're an FBI agent and somebody gets your name, right? Oh, yeah, he's the news editor's sister, does his hair, you know, works at the salon where he gets his, or barbershop where he gets his hair done. And then so you get his name, or maybe somebody that's just coming on, they're trying to make a name for themselves, they're trying to get out there. And so you call them, and so they're excited. They want to contribute. They want to have their first gig. But can you imagine trying to get caught up after 90 days on the Nancy Guthrie case? There's a lot of information. There's been a lot of ebbs and flows. There's been so much out there. It would be really hard to get caught up. That's why I tell you, when I start on a case like David and Celeste started at the beginning and haven't stopped, just stay with it. And then there's other cases I don't know that much about. Many other cases I don't know that much about. Before I go on, something like I went on Court TV on Wednesday, and there were two cases that I had never heard of. So what did I do from 5 to 7 in the morning is I read everything I could get my hands on about those cases, so that when, because you don't know what they're going to ask you, so that when they ask you, you have something important to contribute. You have something worthwhile to say that's related to the case at hand. So it just takes a lot of work. And, you know, if you don't mind working and if it interests you, I mean, true crime, I love crime. I love true crime. So it's not like I'm having to do something like read a, you know, a professional manual about, I don't know, about IT or computer circuits or something. If I had to do that, I could never do it. But thankfully, you know, it's something that I love and I care about. Everyone, thank you so much. I want to thank my mods. They are the best anywhere. And you know what? I hope that it changed over. So I was going to do the show on Cameron. If it didn't change over, I'm sorry. Sometimes I plan on doing a show and then new information comes up, like what happened here when I was what I call my scrub, and I'm scrubbing. And I'm like, on this one, when I was scrubbing, I'm like, look at all this new information, which again, new information is way different than new facts. Oh gosh, Deborah from Manchester just said what I always say, wackadoodle. If you must watch Tony, Hidden True Crime. So Robin Drake now is his co-host, who, by the way, is really good. Robin Drake, he was an FBI agent in the different side of the house, right? I was the criminal side, and he worked the foreign counterintelligence side with the trying to get the lion's share of what he did was converting Russians to become spies, which is really cool. And so he has a behavioral analysis background. So in any event, I love being on with him. We have such different perspectives, even though we're both FBI agents. That's another thing I really wanted to, you know, drive home with everybody, that every FBI agent and their background is so completely different. There are FBI agents that never worked violent crime ever in their life, never worked organized crime, worked white collar crime their whole life. Worked like him, Robin Drink. He didn't work violent crime or any of that. What he worked was foreign counterintelligence. But he is so good with the behavioral stuff. So nevertheless, hopefully dispelled all three rumors. And again, if it says Cameron, I'm so sorry. I changed the name of it to, I think I put in new information. Let's do a deep dive or something. But I had already planned on doing, Cameron. And then it wasn't until I started seeing the new information out there doing what I call my scrub, because I had that self-defense class this morning. I saw that I needed to take a quick turn and get these rumors dispelled. We will do Cameron, but I do apologize if Cameron is still on there. I will definitely change that. So anyway, everyone, thank you so much for being here. I hope justice is served for the Guthrie family and for all the missing.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.